Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I want to just take a moment. Just this past weekend, we went to the Chris Tomlin concert at the Hollywood Bowl, and we were there, and we met a couple that listens to the broadcast on the radio, and they knew about the Seed of Faith. I just want to take a moment and thank each and every listener that takes the time to listen to these broadcasts. To God be all the glory. We've been doing this series on one another, and today we're going to tackle a topic about honor and be devoted to one another. We're going to look at a passage from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21. It's kind of a long reading, but I think as we read this, we'll see what God wants us to do, how we can be devoted, and how we can honor one another. Before we turn to God's Word, let us turn to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just lift up this time to you. I lift up those that are listening. I pray that their hearts would be transformed by your unfailing love. And Lord, let these words be glorifying and edifying to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21 will be our passage. We've been doing this one another series, and last couple weeks we looked at greet one another, be devoted to one another is what we're going to look at today. We talked about honoring one another and serving one another. Last week's message on serving was a really tough message. Today we're going to talk about being devoted, being devoted. Romans 12, 9 through 21. Love must be sincere. Wow, that's a strong word, isn't it? Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. When the Holy Spirit put this sermon series or this message series on my heart, I really thought, God, we need to really look at how we can come together, not just in our families or our schools or our workplaces, but in our world, and how can we be more loving to one another? And so I've been working on this series, greet one another, serve one another, and today we're talking about being devoted and honor. And Paul says to the church in Rome, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Verse 10, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. Romans 12:10. You can, I know if you're working or if you're driving, you can't write that down. 1, 2, 1, 0. 12:10. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Brotherly love, philios, it's the love that we have when we reach out to each other. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourself. How would our world change? Maybe not be so dramatic there. How would your life change if you honored one another above yourself? Verse 11 says, never be lacking in zeal. The Greek word for zeal is fire. Never be lacking in a fire or a zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Verse 12, be joyful in hope, patience in affliction, and faithful in prayer. Share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Boy, that'd be a powerful thing if we started blessing those who persecuted us. Verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn, live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. These are some powerful, strong words of encouragement, but also words that are going to help us to be devoted to one another and to serve one another above ourselves. He says, and Paul writes these words, he says, if it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Verse 19, do not take revenge, my friends. That's a strong word, isn't it? I'm going to stop there for a moment. I think there's probably people that are listening right now that have been really hurt and that want to hurt someone back. I'm going to pray that you take your hurt to Jesus right now. And don't take revenge, but leave room for God, is what the scripture says. Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. I know it's hard waiting on the Lord, but I'm going to ask you right now, if you've been hurt and you want to hurt back, I'm going to ask right now that you wait on the Lord. Verse 20 says, on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, 9 through 21. Those are some powerful words. Just a couple weeks ago, we talked about greet one another and how important it is. And I gave you my so what challenges to go out and look someone in the eye, whether it's at the a grocery store checkout line or the fast food line or someplace, and just say hello. Greet one another is what we're called to do. And last week we talked about serving one another. Today we're talking about being devoted and honor one another. Those are some powerful words. To be honest with you, it's really hard to be devoted and to serve one another. But Paul says to be devoted to one another in brotherly love. And that word that he uses is philios. And it's, of course, the word that we get that develops Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. I think that that's a powerful word. How do we love with a brotherly love? But what he says in that, he says, let your love, actually he says love must, it's an imperative, love must be sincere. And the Greek word for sincere is a fancy word that means without hypocrisy or play acting. And in the Greek culture, they would, for play acting, they would have these faces and they would put this little face on a stick and they would put it over the person's face and it would have a frown or a smile or it was play acting. And that's how they did their plays in the Greek culture. What Paul is saying is, let your love be without play acting. Let your love be without hypocrisy. That's a tough word. I can tell you, before I became a pastor, I was working construction. My friend hired me to work construction while I was in seminary. So I would go to seminary Monday through Thursday, work construction Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, and then study on Sunday and go back to seminary. And I didn't know anything about construction, but he gave me a job. What we did is I learned how to be a carpenter for 3.5 years while I was in seminary. And One time, I want to tell a quick story. One time when I was working construction, my coworker John and I were framing out this house. We were it's called rough framing. We were framing out the house. We had built the foundation, and then we were laying out the two-story house, and we had just framed in a chimney chaise. Now, a chimney chaise, if you don't know what that is the framing for the chimney. And we had just finished the chimney chaise. We had worked on it all morning, and my boss, PJ, pulled up around lunchtime, and John and I were going to sit down and eat lunch, and PJ pulled up in his truck, and he looked at the chimney chaise, and he got out of the truck, and he looked at the chimney chaise, and he said to me, he says, your chimney chaise is off by 1/2 inch. And I said, oh, PJ, no way that chimney chase is off by half an inch. We've worked all morning framing this chimney chase in. I said, I'll bet you a soda, a Coke. And he says, okay. So he got out his plumb line, climbed the ladder up to the top of the chimney chase and dropped it down. And we were off by a half an inch. And what PJ, I learned a valuable lesson that day working construction. He says, it's pretty good work, but you have to be proud of your work. He said that the chimney chase was off by that half an inch, and he told us to tear it down and rebuild it. He said, your name is on that chimney chase. Your work must be sincere, is what he said. Your work must be honest if your name is going to be on it. What Paul is saying here in this passage in Romans is, let your love be sincere. Sincere means without hypocrisy or play acting. In essence, what he's saying is, if you're going to be in any kind of relationship, and we're all in relationships, that's the truth. We're all in relationships, whether we're married or not. We have friends, we have coworkers, we have employers. We're all in relationships, and what Paul is saying is, let your love be sincere or without hypocrisy or play acting. In essence, build your house on a firm foundation, a foundation that is straight, or otherwise it will always be off by a little bit. When I first became a Christian and started going to church, that was very, very hard. I'm going to take a break and tell you that you've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by The Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. If you need special prayer, contact me at PastorDave@TheSeedChristianFellowship.com, and we'll put you on our prayer chain. You can go to our website at www.TheSeedChristianFellowship and click on the prayer chain, or click on, you can take a spiritual gift test, or you can read some of the devotionals. I send out a weekly devotional called A Seed of Faith. If you'd like to have that, email me. We're talking about how our love must be sincere or without hypocrisy, and how we're to be devoted and honor one another. When I became a Christian and started going to church, it was hard. I didn't grow up being a Christian, even though that's what I believe my mom wanted. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. My grandmother was the Christian influence in my life. Early in my life, I had a lot of pain in my life, so I built a lot of walls around my life. I know that there are people listening today who probably have a lot of walls around their life. Maybe you can identify. I built these walls so that no one would ever hurt me. But in reality, I lived a lonely existence. I didn't let anyone love me. And to be honest with you, I didn't think I had that kind of love to share with anyone else. To be honest, I had this love and hate stuff all mixed up. Paul says that our love must be sincere, hate what is evil, and cling to what is good. Growing up, I had those backwards. If I was clinging on to anything, I was clinging on to me, myself, and I. I call that the unholy trinity. The unholy trinity. Me, myself, and I. Maybe you're there. Maybe you're stuck clinging on to me, myself, and I. There was no way I could be devoted to love one another if all I did was love myself. Now, I'm going to say that and make it a personal application to you. There's no way you can love someone else if all you're doing is loving yourself. The Greek word that is used for honor in this passage, when he says honor one another above yourself, the Greek word looks exactly like the English word time, to me, T-I-M-E, time. And so honor is spelled time. Now that makes sense to me. I need to make time for others more than I make time for myself. And I always say this to you, you need to make time for others more than you make time for yourselves. Paul says, honor one another above yourself. Growing up, that was really hard. That was difficult to swallow. That was a hard thing for me to do. I had a difficult time. I'm going to go back to when I worked construction, and my boss, PJ, had these funny little sayings, and he would say, measure twice, cut once. And I think what he was trying to teach me was to slow down and take the time to make sure that I was right before I cut the wood to frame up the house. I think that is like a lot like what this passage in Romans is trying to teach us. Honor takes the time. When you honor someone, you take the time above yourself. That's a powerful statement. I have to say that's cutting us right along the line. We have to take the time. We have to be devoted to one another in love. We have to honor one another above ourselves. We have to learn to live in harmony with one another, is what Paul says. I think that's really hard to do in our culture when all we do in our culture is think about me, myself, and I. That's a tough way to live when we have all these racial discriminations, political divisions, economic separations, religious fighting among churches. Boy, we need to live in harmony. I wonder if I was back in the day when Paul wrote that letter to the church in Rome, which he hadn't even been to visit yet, and he writes to them, live in harmony. That church was persecuted, not only by the Romans, the Greeks, the Jewish people, and he says, live in harmony. What struck me with that challenge is to live in harmony with one another is that we have, and that we're called to live in peace, he says, and as much as it depends on me, live in peace. Live in peace. When we have the Prince of Peace, Jesus, living in our hearts, will not want to repay evil with evil. We will want to hold on to what is good. We are to bless those who persecute us and give to those who hurt us. Give our enemies food when they're hungry and water when they're thirsty. We're not to take revenge, but leave it up to the Lord. That's a powerful statement. I remember one time when I was working the construction crew that our experienced carpenters like to humiliate the rookie carpenters, and the joke was to take the young rookie carpenters and get them to go and run for a board stretcher. They would call from the roof and they'd say, go get the board stretcher. And the young rookie carpenter would start running around to the trucks and saying, I need a board stretcher. But when I started working there, I stopped that and I said, listen, there's no such thing as a board stretcher. And some of my senior carpenters, they kind of got upset with me. And I told the older carpenters that we're supposed to live and work together as a team and not belittle those who didn't know much. I didn't know that that was really what Paul was writing to the church in Rome. One time when we built a Super 8 hotel, we had dug the swimming pool out, we had framed it in, and we were all done, and we were getting ready to put in the drywall, and PJ came in and said the swimming pool is not deep enough, and we had to dig it out. We had to dig out the swimming pool by hand because we couldn't get the loaders in there. And he says, I said, well, can't we just raise something up? And he says, if a job is worth doing, you have to do it right. Do what is right in the eyes of everyone, is what he said. He said, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? There's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And then he said, start digging. We're going to honor God and dig out the pools so that all the kids and families can enjoy their vacation. I suppose I had a lot to learn about this one another stuff way back before I became a pastor. I'm really kind of amazed sometimes how all this comes together as I started reading the passage. So what? So what? When we think about, what are we going to do? I've been asking you over these next few weeks is to disconnect your headphones and try and connect with someone and greet someone. I'm asking you to let down some walls that maybe have been built up, maybe through fear or pain, so that you can be devoted to one another and honor one another. We're to learn to live in harmony with one another. When we are devoted and honor and live in harmony, listen, we can bless those who might hurt us, and we do not need to take revenge. I've been learning a lot about peace, and that peace that Paul writes about in Romans depends on me. He says that it depends on me. If I know that God loves me, and I'm confident of that love that he has for me, I can have peace in my heart. And I'm going to say that to you because I know there are people today that are struggling with peace. And I want to tell you with everything that's in my heart that God loves you. God loves you so much that he would send his one and only son so that he would die for you to bring you eternal life. And that peace of knowing that you have eternal life should rule and reign in your heart. When I have peace in my heart, I can do all of this one anothering, greeting one another, serving one another, being devoted to one another, honoring one another. That's what we're called to do, is to love one another with all of our hearts. That's where we're going in this whole series. Keep listening because we're going to talk about what it means to love one another. This week, we've looked at this passage in Romans chapter 12, and Paul says, "Let your love be sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Do not let your fire go out. Love one another and be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves." My challenge to you, my so what challenge to you this week is try and outlove someone this week by showing that love that God has for you. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, you love us with an unfailing love. Even when we fall down, you pick us up and you wipe us off and you say, "You're forgiven," when we confess our sins. Lord, help us to love others the way you love us. Help us to be devoted to others the way you're devoted to us. Help us to honor one another above ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, you've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and I want you to know that it's never too late. It's never too late for God to work. God knows where you are. God knows what you need, and God knows that his love will be enough, that his grace will be sufficient. My prayer for you, that you will be healed in God's love, restored in God's love, reconciled in God's love, and God's love will bring you hope that will sustain you to be devoted to one another and honor one another above yourselves. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.